Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of shiurim in the Igrot HaRa'aya, the letters of the light of Israel. Mo'or Yisrael V'kedoshei. Rana Rav Kuk Zatzal. Ruch Hashem, we've already seen wondrous things. And we're going to see more. S'chus Moshe Rav Meshem Rezom Moshe Mordechai. Shai ben Abraham Yosef ben Chaner ben Echdov ben Lipsha, Michal David ben Esther Liba, Abrachos ben Sarah Tzipora, Echav Vegos ben Hatitz Bastin, Abrachos ben Sister Adasa, Meir ben Eliza, should all have Abrachos ben Sachal Choma Seyedeyem. We are in the second volume, in letter Shin Ayin Ches, Baruch Hashem Rosh Chodesh El Tov Reish Ayin Aleph. So this is Rosh Chodesh Elul in 1911, and this is a letter to his prized Talmud. What's important to note is that when you read how he relates to the people he's writing to, you really get a feel, a sense for of Cook's own personal feelings and the nature and the value of the person he's writing to. You know, everybody he relates to, of course, with kavod, goes without saying. But when it comes to people he is especially fond of, he's yotzei megidroi. So he writes, k'siv chsim etoiva l'chvod yididi shoichein mishkan levavi. In honor of my friend who dwells in the tabernacle of my heart. Harav ha-me'or ha-gadol, the rabbi, the great light, oitzer nechmad, Doshein v'shamein, talking not in his physical form, but in his Torah. It's filled with Torah. Men Rav Yankim Moshe Chalap Shlita. I must note that the last words that Rav Kook said, Lefi Eidus B'noi Rav Tzviuda, were Rav Yankim Moshe. I don't know if he said Rav Yankim Moshe or Yankim Moshe. But his last words on earth were calling out the name of his prized Talmud, of his beloved Talmud, Rav Chalap. Here he doesn't call him his Talmud, he calls him his friend. Moreinu Harav Yankov Moshe Charlap Shlita of Bezin Kila Shari Chesed. Beir Kodshenu V'Sifarteinu Yerushalayim Tivana V'Tikonim. The of Bezin, the Rav of the Shun of Shari Chesed, last Shabbos I was there. My parents live in the Diskin buildings right across the street. So I daven in the shul's there. Chassidim, the God, Chassidim, they have a big plaque. And then you can daven, I also daven in his house. In Beis Vul, you can daven in the Rav's house, they have a shul there. Beis Medrash, you can learn his farm there. Amazing. V'chol asher lo yirom avinosei kitivu sagi. V'or Hashem, you should be exalted in great ways, in the light of God. V'kodesh elyoin, with elevated, with divine holiness, with tzelas ruach, with joyful spirit, v'chedvas v'ilamim, and eternal joy, v'rav shalom adei ad, in great peace forever. Samcheni yedid nafshi b'dvorav ha'yikorim, shebigarto ha'chamudo modchoshke nafshi, l'shtashea imodoi ba'arichus dvorim, b'divrei chemed sha'ashuim, mishashuei elyon, Shanishaman Ahenes Mayam, whom I see for all Votsma Behegyoinam, Avaladeni Mukaf Menios, Melamalayas Kolcheshek Libi, Venkoit Bidoi Kodu, Adasher Yachi Vashem Lanu, Uvo Chazdon Uchala Lechat Pimelchav, Bechikre Lev Gdolim, Meire Ainu Meshive Nafesh, Viesfu Anavim Bashem Simcha. He says, listen, I loved the letter that you sent me. I have a great desire to speak at great length in these deep Kabbalistic matters that you brought up, which add light and strength when one studies them. However, like he writes in many of the letters, I am filled with menios, filled with things that are stopping me from doing everything that I want, and therefore I'm going to do a little bit until we have more time, and then we can write in a more expansive fashion. And this letter is mamish worth millions. You know, sometimes I think to myself, let's say there wouldn't be a Igrot HaRa'aya. There wouldn't be a Igrot HaRa'aya that you can just go online, you can order, you go to Masada Rav Kook, You can order the first three volumes, you go elsewhere, you can order the other volumes. No, there wasn't such a thing. Somebody just happened to have found in some attic a letter of Rav Kook to Rav Chela. It would mamish be like selling on eBay for $200,000. But we have the book, you know, we have his letters. It's a big deal. You know, you have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pages worth, not thousands. So it's no big deal because we have it. But it is a big deal. It's incredible. You can read the correspondence between Rav Kook and all the people he corresponded with. It's not much amazing. Particularly, I have particular interest in these letters because these are to his prized Talmud. You can also read the Igros Me'morim. It's also an incredible sefer of the letters of Rav Chela Lapp. I recently read a letter in there when he was defending his Rav. He was defending a Rav and that some of the controversial things that he said, trying to explain what he meant. I think the Rav was viciously attacked. And to this day, people still have... people, unfortunately, don't treat the Rav with proper respect in some circles, some people. Meaning in the same circle, some people have respect, some people don't. And then, of course, there are circles that have no respect. And then many people just don't even relate to him. But this is not a personality one could avoid. He was an Or Yisrael v'kedosho, a one in a billion neshama. So I think less than one in a billion. One in 5 billion, one in 10 billion. Incredible neshama. Al dvar igeret ha-tshuva gdola mod u'tshukati hi-tshukati lezkot la'achina u'lestadra karoi. He wrote me about a tshuva letter. I very much want to arrange it and organize it. But to the extent that this is very important, so too I have many things that are stopping me. In other words, I want to write a letter about tshuva. But I have this great desire to organize it, to arrange it. There are a lot of things stopping me. And it's very hard for me to explain things and to really to understand how much I should lower the secrets of the world. In other words, how much should I bring down the deep Kabbalistic concepts so that regular people can understand my sefer? I have to explain bitachon ha-tshuva, that I should be sure that I can do tshuva, how much shalva it gives a person, great serenity, the simcha that it brings a person, when tshuva shines in his soul. And that this simcha is not a stira to the yira. There's also yira. There also has to be fear, even yira tato, even fear of punishment. And adarabu, odhim marbet hakoach hatamtziti, this simcha increases the amount of zihiros and zrizos in one's neshama, one's vigilance, watchfulness, carefulness. So I have this great tshuva idea, many tshuva ideas, and I have to know exactly how to formulate it, how to phrase it, how to bring it down, how much to bring it down. And that tshuva is not a stira to simcha, tshuva brings simcha, and that tshuva is not a stira to yira. They work hand in hand, even yira tatoim, yira sa'inesh. The lower type of yira as opposed to yira sa'roim was the higher type of yira. Vim zot ha'gdula yonah shel bi'ikat, ויקוט חסד אור קדמון ממלאת את כל חדרי נשמה בביתך עצומה עד שבגבורה הנאמנה ובכל מלוא הנשמה יוצאת שירת קודש מקורית האומרת בהדר וחיים מלאים הסולך לכל אמונייך הרופא לכל תחרוייך הגול משחת חייך המדרך חסד ורחמים המסביע בטוב ידייך תתחדש כנשר נעורייך. זה פסוק נפלא מאוד, פסוקים בתהילים בפרק קוף גמל, that how much light shines on one who does tshuva. And it creates this great song that says with splendor, with complete life, that God forgives all of our sins. He heals all of our spiritual and physical illnesses. He redeems us from the destruction of our soul. He crowns us with kindness and mercy. and he satisfies us with his good, and we are going to renew our youth like an eagle. So that's what tshuva does. Tshuva mamish is a revolution. A revolution in man. Like Maran Rav Hutner, Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal, Talmido HaGadol Shel Rav Kook. Like he writes in his sefer, that tshuva is not besser verin, tshuva is not just becoming better. Tshuva is andrish verin, to be different. It renews a person, rejuvenates a person, rejuvenate, R-E-J-E-W, rejuvenate. והביטחון הולך ומתגבר, והשמחה והצהלה וזיו הדנים הולך ומתרבה, עד שהנשמה מתחילה להרגיש בהרגשה זקה פנימית ועדינה, איך כל הזדונות לכל מדרגותיהם, וקל וחומר השגגות לכל מיניהם, מטפחים לזכויות גמורות, ורכוש גדול ועושר רב, מתגלה מתוך אוצרות חושך, ונפשי תגל באדוני, תסיס בישועתו, וכל עצמותיי תאמרנה, אדוני, מי חמוך מציל, אני מחזק ממנו, ואני ואביון מגוזלו. And one's trust becomes stronger and stronger, and the joy and the elation and the shining pleasure is increased until the neshama itself feels with a very pure, deep, gentle understanding. How all of the zidonos, all of the purposeful sins on all of their levels, and certainly the shkagos on all of their levels, are transformed into complete merits, like we see in the Gemara in Yuma and 86b. And a great rechush, a great acquisition and wealth, Osher Rav, great wealth, is revealed from the store houses of darkness. And then he quotes the beautiful verse in Psalms chapter 35, verses 9 and 10. And my soul will rejoice with God, be happy in his salvation. And all of my bones will say, Hashem, who is like you? You save a poor person from who is stronger than you, and an ani and an evion from the one who steals from them. Hadaya mitale adrume oz. Asher olam alion olam shorshei aviyot b'tzuratam atzlit v'nomar yom malach asir b'shkol dabar chet v'avon matchil ha'idei talut ha'ratzon atov לטוב ולקוד וקודש השם, ולכת בור חיים המסבב ברכה ושמחת העולמים בכל היצור כולו, תחת כל השמיים ישראו, ואורו על כל כנפות הארץ. פסוק באיוב, והכל פותח שירה, שירת אדם הראשון בכוחה של תשובה, מזמור שיר ליום השבת, כי שמחתני השם בפעלך ובמעשה ידך ארנן. And the day of one's knowledge is elevated until the highest, strongest place of the upper world, the world of the source of, now he's dealing with Kabbalistic ideas, Olam Atzilus, and it's great pleasure, and you're elevating one's Ratzon to God, to holiness, to go on the right path, and that brings bracha, that brings Simchas Olamim in all of the world. And then he quotes the verse in Job. It says there, Tachat kol ha-shamayim yishreyu, he sends it forth under the whole heaven, the oro al kanfot haaretz, and its light is unto the ends of earth. So this tshuva brings great good to the whole world, and everything opens up with shira, with the song of Adam. About the power, about the power of tshuva. Mizmor shir liyom haShabbos, ki simachtani Hashem b'falach, Hashem, you've made me glad with your actions. With the hands of your work, I will exalt. Maase adecha ranen. V'chol ha'dvarim v'pirteyam ad kedei la'aviyam ad makom ha'maase ulatimam v'chol ha'madirvot kulam. La'alot shel kol b'china shel nefila shel kol echad m'Yisrael, am chaviv, am kadosh, mikol makom shu, mikol emek amakim shel tachtiyot ha'aretz b'in b'maase b'in b'da'at ad ha'katze ha'acharon. Le'or ha'chayim v'dafka lo'vilam v'simrachot v'gil, v'lo shum derech otzev v'ruach oz v'gvurat ram, v'msilot kodesh slulot v'msukalot. בכוח התגלות ניצוצי אורות של יום גאולה, המתגלה לנו בכל עת בארץ החיים, על ידי קץ המגולה של הרי ישראל הנאבדים ונזרעים, הנושאים פרי וענף לעם השם אשר דרשהו. And all of these matters, in their details, all these inyanim of tshuva, and then bring them to the world of Maisa, to every level, to raise all of the great Jews who have fallen to the depths. Especially today, Moray v'Rabbosai, how much people are falling with the internet, falling with istaklus, falling with machshavas rois, falling with diburim asurim, falling with bittul zman, falling with bittul Torah, falling with gezel, with sheker, with so many things, people. And the Rav is going to show us how to elevate everything, to bring everything back to the Ribono Shel Olam, from the depths of depravity to the highest level of light, of kedusha, of Torah, of elevation, of serenity, of purity, to the light of life, to the Ora Chaim, with joy, with no sadness, Rabbi Yisai, to remove all the dikaon, all the depression, all the misery, and fill the world with light through the Kates. It's coming, look, we're in Eretz Yisrael, it's 1911, they're starting, they're drying the swamps. They're beginning to build Eretz Yisrael. Amaran Rav, mi galeh afar me'al einecha, who will remove the dust from over your eyes and be able to see today, Lashon HaGemara and Rabbi Akiva, and be able to see today how Eretz Yisrael is so beautifully built. Everywhere you go, they're just building more and more and more and more. And this is the Geula. That's what the Gemara says is the Geula, when you see Eretz Yisrael being built up and all of the fruits and the trees and the planting. לברר כל אלה באופן מספיק צריך זמן הגון ופנוי, כדי לסלק את כל יתדות הדרכים, להוציא את האור הגנוז בכל המחשקים הפרטיים, שעדיין אם מוצא לי את היכולת לזה. This is going to take a lot of time to devour all this thing, all these ideas in properly, to remove all of the obstacles on the way and to bring out this hidden light in all the dark places. I don't have the time right now. Remember, this is 1911. Okay? When did the Rav write Oros HaTshuva? He published it in 1925. It took 14 years, but he did it. It's not a big sefer. I don't know how long it took him to write it. He could have written it in one day. But he did it. Finally, Baruch Hashem, we're zeichen. Oros HaTshuva is mamish. Oisig of Engel. Here we have a line that's often quoted by his Talmidim. ואם יבוא אדם לחדש דברים עליונים בסקי התשובה בזמן הזה ולדברת קץ המגולה ואור הישועה הזרוחה לא יביט לא יוכל לכוון שום דבר למיטתה של תורת אמת. You want to talk about תשובה? And you don't want to talk about the גאולה that's coming? You're missing the whole point. You know why? Because קדוש ברוך הוא does everything in the right time. And this now is the time of the Geula, and the Teshuvah has to go with the Geula. Ki kol zman meir b'tchunato v'atzat Hashem asher yatzlachel or ha-geula me'ulefet b'matmonei mistarim. Kamo shanu rim b'einenu. U'mukefet ba'mo negaim shel aniyei adat v'sovlei chalayim ruchaniim. Every time shines in its nature. Every time is unique. And the Eitz of Hashem that he gave to bring, to start the light of Geula, which is so hidden, as we see in our eyes, because there's so many people who are so poor of das, and they have these illnesses, sick people, with spiritual illnesses. But you can't stop God, because eventually this is all going to Kalil Yachalof, ורוח מעודד מלא חי ישב ועונג השם בגודל לבב ורוח עבדיה, והיגיון עוז ייקח את מקמו בכל הלבבות. Ultimately, the joy of God is going to come, it's going to be a different world. La'atzmiach pedut, we're going to be redeemed. Be'achsharat ha'chayim la'omets Elohi ha'mevaser tzavarav shel yitzirat nefashot muchanot la'avodat geula v'yishuat emet ha'olechet mi'chayil el chayil b'gvurot yesh elohim elohim. So the geula is coming, Rabbi said. And when you're learning tshuva, you're learning the geula. Alright, that's point number one. Point number two. Ha'machshava ha'dvar ha'abdel sheyesh ben koach le'poal. והיחס לזה עם הנבואה בתור הדעת והודעת העתיד Shira ze kvot rato yidid nafshi sheichyenich badai meod. So you asked me about the relationship, the difference between potential and actualization, and the relationship between nevuah and this idea, nevuah telling us the future. So I don't know what Rav Chalap wrote. The Rav answers. V'yesh l'tzen shekvar natbo'el amadai b'musagei ayun al-yon, shekol tochet shel zman afil amusag shel avar v'atid b'chlal, hu rak echad midarkei ha'tvuna anushit. V'klapei gavoa ein kol zeh shayach. You have to know that time is human. It has nothing to do with God. God is above time. As far as God is concerned, there's no bekoach in bepoal. Why? There's no potential in actualization. Because the potential is actualized over time, and God is above time. There's no hemshech hazman as far as God is concerned. And therefore we can say, ma she'aya, whatever will be already was as far as Hashem is concerned.
And
somebody who is dovik b'Hashem is able to go above time. If you are dovik b'Hashem, the more you're davik b'Hashem, the less you're limited by time, and this whole notion of past, present, and future is not applicable to you. So speaking of people who are davik b'Hashem, who aren't limited by the constriction of time, let us see what the Rav writes in Sefer Orot, Orot HaKodesh, in the second volume, in the Bosad Rav Kook edition. It's on page Shin Ayin Gimel. In the older edition, it's on page Shin Pei Hei. The Rav writes, the name of the chapter is Chazyon HaChayim VeHaAtid, the vision of life and the future. Ruim anu et ha'havaya b'ruchaniyuta, et ha'chayim ha'pnimiyim. Eich hem polim, we see existence in its spirituality, the internal life, how it's working. How, Echem, by the way, if anyone says the Rav doesn't have Ruach HaKodesh, so he's living on a different planet than I am, because the Rav avaded Ruach HaKodesh. See, we see the existence in its spirituality, the internal life, how they work. Echem olchim umitavim, how they are coming into existence. Et haneshama mitgala b'chai uvimidaber echi omedet b'iluma ech nishmot habanim klulot mechunasot be'avot, how they're coming into existence. The soul that's revealed in the living and in the speaking being, how he is standing there hidden, how the souls of the children are included in the fathers even when they're young, how the souls, echa neshamot atidot umdot b'tzivyonam, the future souls are standing in their form, ve'atid b'chlalo, and the future in general, b'shlal tzva'av ha'ne'adarim, in its many different beautiful colors, k'mo chai nitzav le'inenu, is like a lie for us. Ve'en chizion ze miksam kazav ele tzipiyat emet. This isn't false. I really see the future. The Rav says, Ha'atid b'chlalo, this was emphasized by the Nazir. The Nazir is the editor of the Oros HaKodesh. And when he wanted to emphasize something, he wrote it like they used to do in the olden days. They didn't bold it. They wrote it with otiyot mefuzarot. They scattered the letters. So that's what the Nazir does over here. And he writes, the Rav writes that he sees the future in all of its beautiful colors, like it's alive. And this isn't a miksam kazav. This isn't like false magic, an optical illusion. It's a tzipiyat emet. Ein avar hove ve'atid mechulakim ba'amitat hayesh. There's no difference between past, present, and future. As far as God is concerned, מה שהיה הוא שיהיה, מה שנעשה הוא שיעשה, או מה שנעשה מכבר, מה שיעשה לעתיד הוא איך הוא נעשה ועובד תקף ותמיד ותקוף. What was is what's going to be. And what already was done is going to be done. And what was already done and what's going to be done in the future is being accomplished now in the present. והכל חי, הכל שלם, הכל רענן והכל מסיר, כשהכל מוכר בחטיבה אחת, כשאורה מסרת ומפלש את התורה, לדע ולהדיע איך ממקור הכל חי הכל. And you see how everything comes from God. Simply amazing. And then he quotes the pasuk back into the letter. Sod Hashem l'rav u'b'tol l'odiyam, the secret of God is to those who fear him. And he tells them his covenant. V'ati ha'kala b'ninu kol t'nua sh'sikhlit p'apei ilu'i zeh, שאפשר לכל הדג יהיה לו הולך משום לעלות אלא כל אחד כפי מעלתו רק שלא ישים את נפשו לנברס לראות רעות היוצאות מצירופי אלוקים תקטנות רק יגבל ליבו בשם. Okay, now he's referring to Kabbalistic ideas. They have in the footnote here of the Sefer Igrot HaRaya, they reference various Kabbalistic Sfarim, but the Rav's point is that this is something that we can understand and we shouldn't allow evil fears, referring to play one place in the Zohar, one place in the Kune Zohar, to stop us, that come from different tzeirufim of Elohim of Katniss, which is definitely far beyond anything I can understand. Rak yigba libo b'Hashem, you should raise your heart with Hashem and be able to understand this, that in reality, there's no difference in past, present, and future. God is above time. The more you're davik b'Hashem, the more you are not limited by time. That's the idea. He says in Sfarim HaKadoshim, also Maran Rosh HaYeshiva, בפסח מאמר ראשון שאני יודע מסר בזריזס you're showing that you're above time, it makes the mitzvah supernatural. והדבר התשוקה והשמחה מניעה בהשגת הלכות, and as far as the desire and the simcha and the being prevented from understanding godliness, צריך להסביר כך. I have to explain like this. כל זמן שנדמה לנו שאנחנו עומדים במצב מהותי מיוחד נפרד מעניין אלוקי, אין הלכות מושגת לנו. If we think that we are distinct entities from God, we don't understand godliness. ומתוך כך אנו משתוקקים להשגתה שלמה. Therefore, we want to get a true conception of godliness. אומר, עוררת בנו, that arouses within us תשוקה, desire של דבקות פנימית, of the deep דבקות, המתגלה בשכל, ברגש ובמעשה, that's revealed in שכל, רגש and מעשה, in intellect, feeling, action, speech, movement, and imagination. ומתוך התשוקה התמידית אנו מוסיפים תמיד הכנה לעלייה העליונה. So basically, if we have this תשוקה, we have a תשוקה of דבקות, דבקות that's revealed in the seichel, דבקות that's revealed in the feeling, in emotion, דבקות that's revealed in action, דבקות that's revealed in speech, דבקות that's revealed in movement, דבקות that's revealed in imagination. So if we have this constant תשוקה, we are adding a preparation for our elevation, and then we will realize shenu bemet chayim ba'elohim chayim, we are living with the living God. And he references here in the footnote a number of the Rav's writings, ha'tarbut ha'yisraelit zeronim tzimon lekel chay. So this is Vayter. And every detail of machshava that clarifies for us what prevents us from being masig alokus in our matzav shows us, proves us our blindness. We're coming more, we're able to see better. And the light that's revealed more and more, that's the yisod that activates our simcha. All tzadikim yismach. The light of tzadikim will rejoice. Tzadikim will rejoice of the light, with the light. A verse in Mishlei, and Ayin Orot Olat Raya B'Chelek Bet Amud Yitzayim, V'Shoresh HaSimcha Azot, and the root of it, in other words, the more we realize that we are with God, the more joyful we are going to be. V'Shoresh HaSimcha Azot, V'Amimkor HaTanug Alyon, and the root of this Simcha, of the Tzadikim, knowing they're with God, comes from the source of divine pleasure, Hagavor mikol tchunat Hashemot, that's higher than all of the names. Kamur, like it says, Az titanag al Hashem vaday. So it says in the Zohar HaKadosh, you will definitely be joyous with Hashem. Lo tafis b'shu machshav ekim b'reyos of the libra. This is not going to be understood in any thought, just with the desire of the heart. Maya karcha, like it says in the Tikkun HaZohar, Kedam HaBei, Zohar Pekudei Reis HaMechaz Tes, and it says, Maya karcha zdecha Elokim, how precious is your chesed Elokim. And then also another reference to the Zohar, of course, so much Kabbalah, but before I mention the Oro Olot HaRaya, in his Siddur, in the Rav Siddur, in the second volume, in the older edition, it's on page 17, on the pasuk of Ol Zaru al Tzadik uli Yishrei Lev Simcha. Omer Rav, Tzadikim leOra v'Yisharim leSimcha. The Tzadikim get the light, Ol Zaru al Tzadik, and the Yisharim get the Simcha, or the Yishrei Lev Simcha. Maspir Rav, ha'ora, and it's a Gemara in Tainis, and of Tezvov Amin Aleph. Ha'ora, marba simcha, b'teva nefesh, light, increases simcha in the nature of the soul. Kamash katuv, ora v'simcha. Ora goes together with simcha. La'idim ha'ita ora v'simcha. V'im kei no'am ha'simcha wa tachlit. And if so, the pleasure of simcha is the purpose. Ve'ora, and the light, is an emtsa'ila, as a means to this simcha. V'hinei. Ha'evdel bein tzadik liyashav. The instinct of tzadik and a yosho is explained by the Rambam in the Shemayin Prakam in the 6th Perek, when he talks about the difference between somebody who wants of his own will to go b'darkei Hashem and somebody who doesn't want to, but he's koivesh, is yetzer. Kimisha teheret levavot, somebody who purifies his heart and he does his will, he makes his will the will of the Ribono Shel Olam. He's mamish davek b'Hashem in true life, without any means, without any intermediaries. But somebody who's kovish is yetzer, so he has his own ratzon. Just the Torah, which is not yet part of him, shines its light and leads him on the correct path. And therefore, he is going to get simchas olam be'is ha'gemur. So it emerges then that to a tzaddik, HaKovesh, who captures, U'matzdik et ma'asav, and makes his actions righteous, Af al pi she'en libo ba'atzmo yashar, even though his heart isn't straight, Ha'or u'zaruah, the light is planted, like something planted is going to be revealed after time, Kizriyah nikert l'ak l'achar zman, so he has to be Kovesh as Yetzer, he doesn't see the light yet, right now it's difficult for him, so he has a light that's planted, and in the future, he's going to see the light. It's going to grow. It's going to sprout. In the future, he's going to get his reward. And through Torah, through the light of Torah, he's going to come to Simchas Olam. He's going to be Nanam Ziv Hashchina. But Li Yishrei Lev, those of a straight heart, She Yishru Ritzonam Ki Ritzono Shel Hashem Yitbarach, that they straighten their ratzon like the ratzon of Hashem, shunim shalchom eromut kavod godlo, hem misigim benafsham etzem ha-simcha, v'lo rak b'emtzeut ha-or, v'hem roim olamam b'chayihem. But the people who are yashar, they're mamish happy in this world. They don't have to wait. So your tzaddik, who's kovish, is yetzer, so he's got a planted light, that's going to be in the future. But somebody who's a yashar leiv, he's going to have simcha even now. Not just he already gets the end now, he doesn't have to wait. And that's when a person is with God, us to saneg al Hashem, al Hashem vaday, without any sfeikus, clearly being davek b'Hashem. So Mari v'Rabbeisai, we have an incredible letter, which we're not finished yet, by the way. We're not finished. We still have some ways to go. But we did part of the letter of the Rav, and we learned the two beautiful shtikalach, one from the Oilas HaKodesh, and one from the Olat HaRaya, in addition to the letter that we saw. And we hopefully are much more edified and enlightened.
and elevated because of this limud. And Mirtz Hashem will be zarech to continue. Thank you so much for listening. This was awesome. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends. B'nai Nadav, we shall continue.